Get up in the evening feeling like Craig Thompson. Yeah. Grab my laptop, set up my mic, I'm gonna rant and rave some. Before I record, grab a glass of Coke and Jack. Cause when we begin recording, I know I'm not refilling that. Talking, previewing all the games, analyzing stats and plays, laughing, poking fun at names. Jeremy reads and quotes Phil Fielzine, pulling up numbers and reads, starting to get a bit off topic, see? What? Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the games not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're biased against your team and we make that clear. Don't get paid, don't ever fade, cause we're already here. Talk about hoops and football, cause we got all the swagger. Sometimes guests come on the show, but we never have Mick Jagger. All the writers cramping up, Matt's throwing his arms up, Kyle's got all the funny stuff. We go until SBN shuts us down, or Mountain West hunts us down. Mountain West shuts us down, nobody's gonna shut us down. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't stop, make it hot, yell about the takes not. Chris will start a fight about the rankings tonight. Mountain West connection and the hot takes don't stop now. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
We are back for after a week off of basketball. Non hoops talk. Jeremy here. Check us out at MWCConnection.com. Facebook, same. Twitter, MWCConnection. And joining me this time is not our other basketball guy. We have our good old pal Chris Hondris with us this evening.
Miss me? Like I ever laughed.
Oh, for the show basketball, you've been busy.
I have.
Happened.
That's
what happens when you get caught up with your, real job and stuff like that.
What real job? What is that?
I don't know. No, I actually have one.
Okay.
I'm joking.
I'll let you know too. But we got basketball tonight. I assume you're excited of your Boise State Broncos.
I'm dually excited. Not only did, Boise State win, but also UNLV win tonight.
They did. They beat Wyoming. Held Larry Nance. We'll get to that, but Larry Nance had 9 points. But that a little bit has to do to recovering from mono. That's got to be difficult to come back since it pretty much knocks you out.
Yeah, literally.
Yes, but
that's not to make fun of mononucleosis. That's a serious disease. But
no, me and Matt talked about a while ago that it could take, depending how bad it is, it could take months to come back from.
Yep.
But what we have for this evening,
it's clear enough that some people don't come back from it at all.
I don't think it's that serious, it can be bad. But what we have tonight, we're going to discuss some bracket stuff in a couple of minutes. We have Chris Daubertine, who does bloggingthebracket.com, which is where you want to be if you want to find all the updates for the conference tournaments. He has that updated every, does it over at Mid-Major Madness, you guys have tournaments starting Wednesday for American East. Is that right, Chris?
I'll be honest, I haven't been doing much with Mid-Major Madness this year, so I really don't know.
Okay, I thought I saw
the only thing that you know is that the big tournament is the same time as the Mountain West tournament.
Okay. That's curious. I know starting this week, but he'll have all that up. He does the bracket updates, I guess. We'll ask him because he'll be joining us here in a couple of minutes, but I believe he'll have a bracket update probably twice a week or a bracket / bubble update a couple times a week because every game is hugely important, just as Boise State somehow sweeping San Diego State on the road. And it did end like the Aztecs, some huge winning streak they had at home. Our conference winning streak, I believe. I know they lost to Arizona last year at home.
It was one of the largest home winning streaks in the nation. It was at 29, and Boise State interrupted and destroyed it.
Yeah, they beat him pretty bad. Even part of it, and we'll go to Morgan as well, but Pole was still out for – he came back a little bit after he collapsed with the heart issue, and he should be back Wednesday, but not having him was a big deal. And when only Winston Shepherd scores points for you for San Diego State at 16, that doesn't help you out. But as well, with your Boise State Broncos, I'll ask you this. Are you surprised after injuries they've had starting off so poorly in conference play that they're now maybe, I dare say, the favorite to win the tournament or the Mountain West?
I still wouldn't put them in as favorite just because there's too many good teams at the top that Boise State has to win. And you're talking about neutral field, so, you know, I wouldn't put them as directly as favorite, even if they do get a number one seed. What I do think that beating San Diego State did, and hopefully Chris D'Albertine agrees with me, is that hopefully put them as not necessarily a lock, but put them in good shape for the NCAA tournament no matter what.
Well, I think it has to because they're now – They've already beaten Colorado State. Well, they split with Colorado State. They beat San Diego State twice. Their non-conference schedule, I know they lost Wisconsin, but I think the only issue they kind of had a little bit was the amount of wins. They're finally at 22 wins during this lengthy winning streak they've had besides tripping up at Fresno. But I think they're at the point, like, they beat St. Mary's, usually decent. The North Carolina State game, they'd like to have back probably. But besides that,
yeah,
and then also, who was it? The Loyola, Illinois, or whoever that is. Yeah, Loyola, Chicago, whoever they lost to them as well. But
they'd watch that Fresno State game back as well.
But Fresno State at home is actually pretty good. They beat San Diego State, Boise.
That now, but
still, I get your point. They're the better team than Fresno, but they're somehow good at home. Very good at home, I should say. So one other thing we need to look into, we'll ask Chris about this, because he mentioned this in one of his posts about Colorado State. They have a top 30 RPI, but their non-conference, either SOS or RPI, was like 100. And even though they're high, he doesn't seem to have them in as a lock of some sort. And we'll need to see how that plays out, because they're, with Aztecs, Boise, and San Diego, and the Rams are all top 30 RPI teams there.
Interesting.
And so that's why it's kind of odds. Like, RPI is not everything, but usually if you're top 30, you're pretty much guaranteed to be in.
Yeah.
And they're off.
Well,
last week. It is a dated formula, right?
You know, yeah.
All right, well, let's just do it now. We got
dated
Chris here on. Yes, let's bring in the other Chris here. We got Chris D'Albertine here, like I said, from Blogging the Bracket. Check him out at Chris D'Albertine on Twitter. A very good bracket guru, knows what he's talking about. So thanks for joining us to talk about our lowly Mountain West, Chris.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Doing
pretty
well.
Good.
So the first question is well, Chris, you take, because I know where you're going to go with. You go ahead and take the question.
No, go right ahead, Jeremy. Go right ahead.
Okay, I will lean with that. I was going to say, well, we've got two Chris's here, so hopefully it's not confusing here, so that might be an issue. But that's in three separate places around. But I will take our good friend Chris Andres' question. Is his Boise State Broncos pretty much, are they almost guaranteed if they win their last two games?
I think so at this point. I mean, simply because it's going to be very difficult to keep them out after sweeping San Diego State. As I think it's the last line on Twitter, it's really hard to explain, and to a lot of people who don't follow the conference very closely, how difficult it is to win at Viejas. And to do it in such manner that they did last night is really impressive, especially considering the pressure they're up against as a bubble team this late in the season.
Yeah, they stopped a pretty big winning streak there at Viejas. It was something pretty huge. I know they lost to Arizona last year, and I think it was, 29 conference games that they lost.
Yeah.
So with the league in general, go ahead.
And one of the things that I've noted, and I kind of made this in the comments in the preview for the San Diego State Boise game, I've been to a couple San Diego State Boise games in the Viejas Arena, and that crowd, you're absolutely right, it is extremely difficult to win in Viejas.
and the atmosphere is electric. And the last time Boise State played at Viejas Arena last season, or was it two seasons ago? Last time I was there. Two seasons ago, where Boise State was winning by 1 point, and San Diego State lost the ball. The ball somehow got kicked out to Winston Shepherd, who hit the game-winning three-pointer as time expired. So, you know, you're talking about this has become kind of a heated rivalry between the two, and the fact that Boise State dominated really in both of these games, it really shows what this team has done.
Yeah, it's...
Sorry, lose everybody.
No, I'm here. Sorry. No, I'm here. I was somebody else was taking the next portion there. No, it's true. So with the bubble team, like with the Mountain West, you got nobody's a lock for sure, but we're pretty sure. I'm confident three teams will get in. But let me go to a game that's about in the conference that kind of had some big implications last night, which might be similar to Boise State a little bit. With BYU beating Gonzaga, does that maybe knock out a Mountain West team if BYU's in? I've known what you said about it, Chris, but I want everyone else to know, like, would they sneak their way in and kick somebody else out, maybe like a Colorado State, because you, with their RPI, you're not still convinced with them?
Yeah, Colorado State's kind of the team that I'm a little concerned about of the three right now, simply because their best two wins both came at home. They don't have that nice kind of tie-breaking win that Boise State has on the road. Best non-conference wins right now are Texas, El Paso, and Georgia State, two teams that aren't going to really, you know, be there unless they actually win the auto bids in their conference tournament. So I'm a little, you know, I'm always a little bit suspicious of the RPI and kind of how it's calculated and all that. So I'm a little bit, I'm just a little concerned the committee actually takes a look kind of at what's on Colorado State's sheet. So they might get passed out at the end if they don't actually do something in Las Vegas.
What do you think they need to do then? Just make the title game?
I think making the title game is absolutely paramount. I really do, just to be sure, because they're going to end up in the 2-3, so they would probably get San Diego State for a third time in that semifinal. So I mean, right there, if they could get a second win over the Aztecs, that should be enough.
That makes a lot of sense that they would need that extra win.
So is there any chance that now one of the other big wins yesterday in the Mountain West was UNLV beating Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And Wyoming started out so strong and really they lost Larry Nance and they pretty much lost their way. Is there any chance whatsoever for Wyoming to get an at-large bid if they somehow make the title game but lose out on the title game in the Mountain West tournament?
I don't think there is. Simply, I mean, their RPI right now is 103, and that's going to be a killer. I mean, I know that the committee will go and they'll look and see what they did without Nance and, you know, how well they played with him. But I don't know if they actually have kind of some sort of calculator that can kind of figure out how their RPI or ranking would improve, you know, had he been in those games. And I think that's really going to be the big issue, especially with their strength of schedule being – well south of 300 in the ranking. And you think back to kind of SMU, who actually is a team that they lost to early in the season, being the example last year and how that, you know, lack of scheduling in November, December kept them out. And it could be the same type of thing with the Cowboys this year.
So with Wyoming, I mean, I'm not sure how much you've seen them play. Because mono with Larry Nance, for those who I know we've talked about a bunch, he's had mono and that just drains your energy. He could be out for even playing. He scored 9 points. If he didn't have it too bad, we don't know the details of how bad it was, besides missing about 2 weeks. If he's actually at full strength, and as we've seen him play throughout the year, what are your thoughts of them maybe even beating? Because I think when he's ready, he's as good as any team in this league.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Absolutely. And so he's one of the best players in the league, period. And, I mean, he completely changes the fabric of that Cowboys squad. So if he's out or not at 100%, I mean, that is not the same team at all.
Would you give him any chance to meet if he's back healthy to win the whole thing in this tournament time in a couple weeks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely. If he's back at 100%, they are definitely a dark horse if you go and take the whole thing.
So let's have some fun with this one really quick. I'll let the other Chris ask the question in a second, but if somehow Wyoming wins the tournament, is the Mountain West still getting three teams in?
I think that would probably end up being what happened simply because of what else is going to happen nationally right now. I think that because right now I actually tweeted out that my bracket coming out on Tuesday is going to have Tulsa, Davidson, and Boise State all in as auto bid winners right now. Simply because they've all taken the conference lead either by tiebreak or a half game or whatever. And I think that's the type of scenario that could unfold at the end. There could potentially be Connecticut winning the American instead of Tulsa after what they did to SMU today. But I think that's you're going to have some surprises in these kind of – not in the Power 5, Power 6 level, but in that second tier. You're going to have some surprises, I think, in who claims those auto bids potentially. And that's going to create a lot of havoc for those teams that are right along that cut line, even from within those leagues like Colorado State and Boise State in the Mountain West.
So random things happen allowing Wyoming to win the Mountain West tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets lucked out in this instance? Is it Colorado State or does somebody else get really upset and lucked out?
I think it ends up – it depends on between Boise State and Colorado State which team goes further in Vegas. I think that team would have the best shot at staying with Boise State, obviously having a little bit of an edge just because of how they're playing lately with how the schedule worked out.
All right, one other thing here really quick, just a little bit. So you said nationally, you mentioned the UConn-SMU game. Who are some teams that got, like, Boise fans and Colorado State fans since they're not really – they're close, but not in. Games they should be watched. I know there could be all sorts of upsets, but what other leagues might be able to get an extra bid? Like I mentioned earlier, you got BYU beating Gonzaga, maybe somebody from Missouri Valley, A-10. Who are a couple teams that could maybe steal a bid away?
Well, yeah. Keep an eye next Sunday for that Missouri Valley Championship because if there's a team that's not Wichita State or Northern Iowa in that final, that is going to be a very nervous 2.5 hours for everybody on the bubble because if that team should happen to knock off the Shockers and Panthers, that's a bid that's gone. So right there. The American is a big one because you have SMU, which is pretty solid at this point. Cincinnati, Temple, and Tulsa are all at the position where they can end up either making it or not making it. And then, of course, with that tournament being held in Hartford, UConn is the ultimate wild card, especially with how they played against SMU at home today. The Atlantic 10 is a big one because that always seems to have some kind of weird final with two teams or at least one team involved that you're not expecting. With VCU and Dayton looking pretty solid, and you have Davidson, UMass, Rhode Island, and even Richmond at this point, who just swept VCU, looking like teams that they could actually make a run in Brooklyn and steal a bid away. So those are the ones that I'd be the most concerned about as a Mountain West fan.
Interesting. Okay, so then that being said, you obviously paid attention to many of the conferences, many of the teams throughout the whole season long. If we say Boise State wins the tiebreaker, gets the number one seed in the tournament,
mm-hmm.
who wins the tournament here in a couple weeks? Is it Boise State who's going to end up the winner or is somebody else going to pop through?
I'm going to say I think it would be Boise State. My only concern is it's kind of difficult to beat a team three times in a season, so if they end up having to play San Diego State for a third time, that could be a little bit difficult. Granted, both games weren't necessarily all that close, and they seem to have kind of figured out the Aztecs a little bit. So I'm going to go with my pick. When I do my Jerome ballot, that's what I'll put down. I'm going to put down Boise State.
Excellent. A lot of people like to hear that. Maybe not, well, not the Aztec guys. We have a bunch of them. But Boise, if that comes down to the third game, because me and Chris will be down there, that should be an exciting tournament. So, thanks, Chris, thanks for joining us right now. Let everybody know when, because I know you're going to be upping out your production a little bit for Bracket Watch, Bubble Watch. Kind of let everybody know where they can find your stuff and kind of the schedule you're going to have during up to the next 2 weeks.
I will have stuff up on SBNation.com. I'll be cross-posting it over on Blogging the Bracket. I just launched a page today that will be tracking all the conference tournaments starting on Tuesday with the Atlantic Sun all the way down to Selection Sunday. I'll be updating scores, broadcast information, matchups. I'm blocking the bracket. I'll be tweeting at Chris D'Albertine as always. So those are probably the easiest way to find me.
Excellent, man. Thanks a ton. Yeah, everybody check out his stuff, and thanks again, Chris. And we'll talk to you later, man.
You're very, very welcome, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Excellent, excellent stuff there from our good, I'll say good friend Chris Dauber team, discussing everything we need to know about Mountain West Hoops and the tournament, seeding, all the fun stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get too much to the Mountain West tournament itself, but we got to the important part. We got into the important part in terms of the NCAA tournament, and I really think it's going to be interesting. Outside of the fact that the tournament's in Vegas every single year, I think we see that as the standings are right now. Let me go ahead and bring up the Mountain West standings. We have, what, one or two games left for these teams?
One last weekend. So Thursday, Saturday, or not Thursday, Saturday, but what midweekday Saturday game. I think Air Force has one game and New Mexico has one game. Everybody else has two games.
Yeah, so Air Force and New Mexico have one game. I'm looking at the schedule right here. And, yes, you're right. Everybody else has two games. So looking at the schedule right now, It seems almost guaranteed that Nevada is going to be that 10 seed.
Yeah.
Does that could pose for us like a really, really fun first tournament matchup. And it seems like UNLV is going to be guaranteed the number 7 seed here. So it seems like the bottom 4 seeds are almost set. But as it stands right now, that's going to be a really fun first-round seed game to match. The number 7 seed versus the number 10 seed, UNLV and Nevada at the Thomas and Mac.
We'll get deep into this later, but don't forget, UNLV beat Arizona this year. AJ went
for Nevada. And managed to lose to Nevada at home.
Yeah, already. And Nevada has AJ West, who's a very good player. For those who are wondering, San Jose State, threes, we're not discussing them. They're not eligible due to APR score. So it's a 7-10-8-9.
Yeah. Whereas the last few years, you've seen 11 teams, all 11 teams compete in the tournament. Because of APR issues, San Jose State will not be allowed to compete, and that's probably for the best.
Yeah, they have
their own 16 in conference and 2-26 overall.
Zero Division I wins. I apologize. Zero. Since we're going to be there, are you going to be able to make the UNLV Nevada game?
So as it stands right now, I'm not going to be able to make any games until probably Thursday night. So
that's okay. No, that's perfectly fine.
We'll have Matt be watching those games.
We'll be watching too. We'll see what he's there. We'll be stream. The games are streaming. We'll have coverage. I thought that'd just be a fun game to be at if possible, since I'm not going to be there until Friday.
I've got class on Thursday night, and my plan is right after class, I'm going to sprint over to the Thomas and Mac and sign in.
There you go. Get your pass to get it. But the way it's set up, like the game this past week, we'll get to like the only game this past week was clearly Boise beat San Diego State. Everything else was kind of on the edge, on the outside. Nothing uber important. Colorado State only played once and they did fine. The Rams are going to win their last two games and locked out their seeding. But the way it's set up right now, if you look at half the bracket, again, we'll get to this later, but we just want to do big picture just because like Chris Dauber cheated on earlier. Because it's top four right now, Utah State is actually could get the number 3 seed, which is interesting.
Right, they hold the edge over Colorado State, correct?
I'm not entirely sure. Did they split, maybe? I'm not sure. Regardless, having two games left, they should, but Rams should not lose their game. The Rams play San Jose State and somebody else.
No, Rams play Utah State that last game, March 7th.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. That's at the spec. Ooh, I'm going out of town before I'm going to Vegas. I was like, I should go up to the Spectrum, but I will be in San Francisco before that. So that could that'll matter too much, but that'll be the 3 seed. And I don't know who Utah State or CSU would rather play, Boise State or State, but that's a seed that could come down to it. But Wyoming, say that number 5. Wyoming could be Boise or San Diego State if they're at the number 1 seed.
Yeah.
Like Larry Dan. So I think the bigger question, for that Rams Aggie seeding is you want to be number three to avoid playing Wyoming first.
So Wyoming plays. So looking at the schedule right now as it stands, it's either Wyoming's sitting at the sixth seed. No, Fresno State's sitting at the sixth seed right now, and they'll either play Colorado State or Utah State. It seems to me that sixth seed, the way the tournament is set up, if the sixth seed wins, then they play. Then they play the winner of the 2 seed versus the either 10 or 7 seed.
Yeah.
I think whoever's in 6 seed has a chance to be a really good dark horse.
And Fresno State, they've proven, even without Cesar Guerrero playing, they're showing to be a pretty good team and a pesky team. Because Matt Bain mentioned months ago they could be a team to watch that could make some noise.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you also have Marvell Harris in there as well.
Mm-hmm. There, this tournament, I wish I was there the whole time, but this tournament's going to be crazy because Wyoming, they still play Utah State and New Mexico. And so they could lose both of those games depending on Nance's health. And now drop them down to 10-8, and they could drop down to like that 7. They could theoretically. Well, no, they can't. They can only drop down one seed, so that's not too much of a big deal. But still, I think you'd rather be higher and not have to play maybe a chance. Could they play UNLV if they're the sixth seed? No, never mind. I'm mistaken on that. They'll miss UNLV because it's always tough to play UNLV at home, regardless of how good or bad they are.
Well, here's an interesting fact. Okay, so here's an interesting fact. If somehow Fresno loses, so if Fresno goes, so if UNLV wins their final two games at San Diego State and versus San Jose State, yeah, we're laughing. But remember, you're the one who said UNLV beat Arizona earlier this season.
They did.
Fresno has to play Air Force and Boise State. Those are two games they could possibly lose. UNLV holds the tiebreaker over Fresno State. UNLV could theoretically sneak into that sixth seed spot.
True, but they're also missing Rashard Vaughn. He's questionable to play for the tournament.
True. I'm just saying, there's still pretty good scenarios that could happen.
Yeah, I was going to do an article on this, but maybe I'll wait till after the game, or maybe tomorrow or Tuesday, because... Well, the top seed, there's a lot of movement in the middle ground, we should say, between a handful of seeds. Like, the top two, it's going to be Boise, San Diego State. CSU should be that third seed. But between, like, 5 and 7, like you said, there could be – you want to avoid that opening round game if you can on Wednesday.
Yeah. So, 5 and 6 – so 6 and 7 could theoretically move around. I would actually say between 3 and 5 could move around quite a bit. You got Colorado State, Utah State, Wyoming.
Yeah, well, they play each other. All three play each other. Wyoming, Utah State, CSU play each other this week.
Yeah. So I mean, wow.
There will be some.
Really need to wait another week to like talk about this.
Well, guess what? Next week we'll know who it is.
Hooray!
Friday. I guess Thursday we'll have a good, clearer picture. So, since we haven't discussed basketball with you too much, what's been the biggest surprise for you or your biggest thing you've been watching? Just Boise losing their key star player and playing so well? Colorado State,
yeah,
Utah State's about doing good?
Actually, it does not surprise me that Utah State's doing so well. It actually surprises me that Utah State does not have 20 wins under them yet.
They'll make it.
But we knew that Utah State was going to be an asset coming into the Mountain West, especially in basketball, just because of Stu Morrell. Yeah, honestly, I would go ahead and say Boise State really is my biggest surprise, because even with Anthony Dermich playing, I really didn't expect him to be sitting at the top of the standings this year.
Yeah, if they're full health, it's questionable, because this was the last year supposed to be they were that great, and this year they lose players, and then they're still number one. They could win, like somebody mentioned, they could win player of the year, newcomer of the year, and coach of the year, and win the regular season title.
I will say my other biggest surprise, how bad New Mexico is.
That I would agree that they are, well, a little bit of it, losing Colin Neal early on, I think, in that whatever tournament was in Puerto Rico or Bahamas or something, losing him hurt big, but still, they're usually never this bad with Craig Neal there as their coach. Their offense, even his assistant with Steve Alford, has been good, and it hasn't been great. And all they had is really Shue Greenwood, and he can't do it all. And they, yeah, they're going to finish at the bottom. They, me and Matt Bain joked about how Sports Illustrated had them like at fifth or sixth. They're going to finish worse than that.
And, I mean, the fact of the matter is, Cole, if you look at ESPN, Colin Neal is still listed as their top scorer.
And per game?
Per game.
What was it, like 20 points or something?
He was scoring 17 per game.
17.
I don't think Shue Greenwood has not been as effective as he should be this year. Logwood hasn't. Xavier Adams has actually done fairly well, but he's still kind of just – it's just this whole team. It's not been really effective, and it's not the typical New Mexico team that we've seen.
You know what I'll blame it on? Why
Kendall
they
Williams?
Renaming the stadium to Wise Pies.
Yeah.
Then we'll go with that. That's the reason why they're playing.
Let's
for four minutes. Just to give them. So any other, since we're, our basketball shows don't go as long as football, anything you're looking forward to this weekend, or you just can't wait until Las Vegas when we actually have the it all laid out in front of us next weekend?
That Boise State, Fresno State, Boise State should handle them on Saturday, being the BSU's at home. But Fresno State, like you said, they've been pesky. They haven't gone away. They're sitting on, if I remember correctly, I think they're sitting on a 3 or 4 game winning streak right now.
Fresno's won a couple. They're playing fairly well.
No, okay, I'm sorry. They're only sitting on the 2 game winning streak, but I mean, I just, like I said, they're pesky. So, outside of that, Wyoming, let's see if they can rebound to do anything. I'd like to see UNLV try and make some noise. If they can finish 500 in the conference, that'd be very impressive. But also Utah State, one thing you can, we have a potential for a fifth team to hit 20 wins this season if Utah State goes on a sweep. So lots of different things to learn about, and I think you're right. By Wednesday late night or Thursday, we should know where most of these teams are going to settle. But, wow.
Here's what I'm looking forward to the most. You know, Stu Merle, he announced he's retiring earlier in the season. They're hosting Colorado State for their final home game for Stu Merle. I'm going to say that Aggies are going to upset and beat the Rams that Saturday night.
Would that be an upset, though?
I would say so. Rams are more – yeah, I would say so.
How upset would that actually be?
Not huge. Well, okay. For those who know the Spectrum, like the toughest place to play going back to the Big West days, there's a reason Utah, University of Utah doesn't play at the Spectrum, or BYU wants to play at the home of the Jazz and play at the Spectrum as few times as possible. I would say it's still a minor upset because Utah State's sitting at 18 wins. But it would, I think for people to see, oh, the Rams are a tournament team, their RPI is 28, compared to Utah State, which is sitting around 100. And so I would say it's a minor upset. Maybe bigger for those outside the area, but I would still say the Rams should win that game. But I don't think they will.
Okay, I'll take that.
And that's all we got tonight. Check the games. Here's the schedule really quick for the week since we bounced around. This is the first week in a long time where just Wednesday, Saturday games, and that's it. So no Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday games holding us back.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, I'm looking right now. It's Wednesday, Saturday this week only.
Wow, okay.
Five games each. And on Wednesday, find your remote because they all start within 2 hours of each other.
Yeah,
so check out the games on Wednesday. Same with Saturday. They're all night games, so flip around to a couple streaming games, a couple games on the CBS Sports Network. But check our site. We'll have more basketball coverage than we've had in a while. Check out MWCConnection.com. We'll have some podcasts. We'll be in Vegas for shows. We'll have all sorts of fun stuff. So thank you, Chris, for gracing us with your presence again.
Oh, hey. I'm not saying you're welcome. Matt hasn't permanently taken my spot.
No, I know. Of course.
Nor the other Matt.
Any of the Matts we have, however many we have quite a few. No, you've been busy, and so we've had our substitute basketball guy hop in, but it'll be fun to actually meet in Vegas in a couple weeks, and it'll be a great time.
Yep.
And everybody just check out the site, MWCConnection.com, and we should have a show next week sometime, maybe without me because I'm out of town, so we'll see how that goes. So check your iTunes feed and see who's hosting the show next time.